Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Oman marked a significant milestone in the bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and the Prime Minister. Both the top leaders welcomed the signing of the agreement. The agreement was signed in the presence of the Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Oman's second free trade agreement, or FTA, after 20 years with a country directly that demonstrates the importance Oman gives to India as a friendly nation. It will create more jobs, better market access for businesses, and greater economic opportunities for both the countries. The two sides also signed MOUs in the fields of maritime heritage, education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership during a ceremony at the Royal Palace in Muscat today. Mr. Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his successful three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia, and Jordan. Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, or Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025, for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The fund-sharing ratio between the central government and state governments will be 60:40 for all states other than the northeastern and the Himalayan states, wherein the sharing arrangement will be 90:10. The state government will continue to pay unemployment allowance and compensation. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, or Shanti Bill 2025, for consideration and passing. Lok Sabha passed this bill yesterday. It replaces the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act of 2010. The legislation is aimed at development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said that Yasir Ahmed Dar, a resident of Shopian in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, is the ninth accused to be arrested in the case. He was nabbed by an NIA team from Delhi. The anti-terror agency found him involved in the conspiracy behind the terrorist attack that killed 11 persons and injured several others in the Red Fort area. In Bangladesh, tensions flared in Rajshahi today after police stopped a protest march heading towards the office of the Assistant High Commission of India, triggering brief clashes between the demonstrators and law enforcement personnel. Following the standoff, protesters staged a sit-in around 100 yards from the diplomatic office, wherein they continued raising slogans and delivering speeches under heightened security. The Indian men's and women's teams clinched the 2025 Rollball World Cup titles in Dubai today. Both the teams defeated reigning champions Kenya in two thrilling finals to be crowned the world champions. The Indian women's team eked out a narrow 3-2 win to deny Kenya a hat-trick of title wins. The victory marked a third title for Indian women, equaling with Kenya. And the Trump administration has announced a massive package of arms sales to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion, drawing an angry response from China. The U.S. State Department announced 8 arms sales agreements late last night, covering 82 high-mobility artillery rocket systems and 420 Army tactical missile systems worth over $4 billion, similar to what the U.S. had been providing Ukraine during the Biden administration to defend itself from Russia. The State Department said the sales serve U.S. national, economic, and security interests by supporting the recipient's continuing efforts to modernize its armed forces and to maintain a credible defensive capability. And that is the end of this news bulletin.